Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. So last week we established the world has been ending since the day Jesus rose from the dead. We kind of talked about that. If you didn't watch last week's sermon, go watch it, because we established that, and that's very crucial for us to know. So the reality is, we're living in the end times. We've been living in the end times since Jesus rose from the dead. Now what? How do we live our lives? The world is ending. You know, I've heard many times, and I've even asked people this before, just to see what people say. It's kind of interesting, right? If you were told by a doctor that you had 2 weeks to live, that your world was ending, how would you live? And I guess there are two choices in how to live our lives if they're ending. Some people will choose to be miserable and to be depressed, to isolate themselves, to go into a woe-is-me state. Now, I'm not saying it's not normal to be depressed and sad about that. Of course, we all would be, right? But we still have a choice in the midst of that, and some people would choose to go out and live life to its fullest. Spend time with family and friends, do things they maybe haven't done before. Remember that movie, The Bucket List? That was pretty awesome, right? And just enjoy their remaining days. So knowing that the world is ending, how shall we live? What do we want to do? And I've been pondering that. I've been thinking about that. And for some reason, this example keeps coming to mind for me. Let's say you were to win the lottery, and the lottery guaranteed you several million dollars a year for your income. In fact, there was recently an unofficial study done where people were asked this question, and the question was, what would you do? And most everyone in this study said something to the effect that they would pay off what needs to be paid off in their lives, and have what they needed to live, and then give that money out to help other people, to help family and friends, and to show people kindness and love. Now, I think that's amazing. I think that's absolutely amazing. Because what a way to live life. In fact, studies, scientific ones, do prove that we are our happiest, we are our best, we have the least amount of depression, we have more joy and more kindness. We feel our best when we're loving and serving others and helping other people. And I think you can look at your own lives and see that. Now, why would I say this? Because you've won the lottery. I'm not talking about an earthly lottery. I'm talking about the fact through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, He has given you His kingdom. He has given you an eternal inheritance in heaven. He has wiped away every one of your sins. You are forgiven as far as their sins are removed as far as the east is from the west. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You are going to heaven. And as we established last week, no matter what the modern world wants to teach you about the end of the world, the truth of the gospel is you do not need to be afraid of the end, because in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, in your baptism, by the faith that has been given to you through grace, you are judged righteous and not guilty. So on the day of judgment, Jesus will say to you with arms wide open, "Welcome home, good and faithful servant. Your mansion is here for you." No matter what, nothing in all creation can separate you from God's love, His unconditional, unending, eternal love. Nothing can take God's gift away from you. It is yours forever. You have been given the kingdom of God now and forever. So how now shall we live? Well, I suppose we could take it and bury it in the field. We could take it and be miserly with it and say, look what I've got, my precious. You know those movies, right? The Lord of the Rings, my precious. Let's look at what I've got. Let me keep it to myself. I suppose we could do that. However, I highly think that would be the wrong way to go about it. Or I suppose we could frolic and enjoy life. You know, it's interesting. I did see this one time, believe it or not, because I'm a city boy, but I got to see these calves that were born, and they were pinned up, right? And then all of a sudden the pin was open and they were allowed out, and they frolicked and they jumped. I mean, they looked like they were free, 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 and they were having so much fun. And that's how I imagine I want my life to be in these end times. Sure, we can focus on the crap going on in our world. We can focus on all the negativity, but if we look for negativity, we will find negativity and we will live in negativity. If we look for positive good things to be grateful for, we will see positive good things to be grateful for, and we will live in positive gratefulness. And that positive gratefulness spurs us on to enjoy the creation God has given us. That's what it's meant for, to enjoy the food and the gifts and even wine and beer, contrary to some denominations. God has given us all these things to enjoy. He's given us our cars and the medicine to use. He's given us life and air to breathe. He's given us the ability to travel. And maybe all that's restricted right now because of COVID, but we can find other ways to enjoy the life He's given us right now, to live in abundant peace and blessing and happiness. We have the choice to do that every day because God has already given us this gift. He puts it right in front of our path to enjoy life, to celebrate His forgiveness, to celebrate we're going to heaven, and not to let this old world bog us down. After all, in this world you will have trouble, but Jesus says, I have overcome the world, and I've come to give you peace where you are right now. Just like Abby rolling around on that dead snake, which is miserable and rotten, saying, ha, 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 I win, you lose. Gross analogy, but yeah, it works, right? Ha, 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 Satan, you lose, I win. Through the death and resurrection and redemption of Jesus Christ, we have victory over sin, death, and the devil. And that joy, which will permeate our hearts and our lives and our souls, that joy, that peace, that gift of God, the frolicking in His creation, enjoying every good and perfect gift He has given us, will lead us to something even more powerful. It will lead us to interact with everyone in our lives, strangers and friends and colleagues and co-workers and fellow students and our neighbors. It will lead us to interact with them with joy and thanksgiving and love as well. And then through us, as they see us enjoying in the midst of misery, they see us enjoying this God-given life, they will look and they will say, I want what you have. And they will come to know the everlasting, eternal, saving power of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in their lives. And you will feel good. Not because of your actions, but because God in you. You will feel fulfilled because you are carrying out what God has intended you to do. You will find peace because you're living in the joy of Jesus. And you'll find the joy of Jesus because you're living in His peace. I guess that goes both ways. So we have a choice. The world is ending, my brothers and sisters. When it will come, we don't know. But God has given us His kingdom. We can choose to bury it and live in misery. We can choose to go out and share it and allow it to shine in our lives with happiness, peace, and joy, and thanksgiving every day. It's your choice. Choose wisely. Because after all, who wants to live in misery? I sure don't. May God's freedom and joy and peace be yours in abundance today and always. Go out as His dear children, frolic in the world, and enjoy it. In Jesus' name, amen.